discount?
Yes, with the discount. You should have got more of a discount, but that doesn't make all the difference.
I'll bring the cash. My wife can give me my allowance here for a week.
No. So we should double discount. One is 10%, of course, the price of the whole thing, right? Other is using points on Visa card, but the only time you can call it from one card, not the other card. Whatever it is, by the way, it would happen.
In a certain sense, still miss the Sugya from the Rambam days. Back to Eved, with his qualification for Shlichus in general, and specifically with regard to Shlichus, which is not relevant to him in a personal vein. And we'll get back to an element barely touched on, not yet fully, but Shlichus with regard to Truma. But it would be better if it's safer ground. It's not the new Mishnah. And then through that, and I'll explain how later on, we get back to Truma. Meanwhile, to ensure that we're moving ahead, see the end of the project site. What does Mishnah say? אף אנשים שאינן יבלות במבית בעלה אמונות להביא את גיטה. And the list of these women here. Now what we're talking about over here, of course, is two phases. One of them is the question of the fundamental nemonis, Seme Sbailo. Which is the deviant kind of nemonis. The Mishnah speaks about a number of places, but then, of course, what should we presuppose? Will that same as Baila, what would you require? How much? Quantitatively and qualitatively. Say the Miss Baila to ascertain it. Record, what would you require? Two items, presumably Edom Sherim. And the category of Dov Shebel and Shebel Pachs Mishnayim. The Mishnah obviously doesn't assume that. And many other places we have the same. This is Machoiz Natanoim. You got to mess by the one you require. Thank you. Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah Kuchu Beis Amud Aleph, Shiratli Nardoi, Laver HaShana, Nen B'li Vushana has to be in Eretz Yisrael. If the Lo Yech Kameisa in Eretz Yisrael, at some certain level, שזה כבר דרך חוץ לארץ תלו. שראיתי לדעדו לבי השנה, מצאתי נחם איש בית דלי. אמר לי, שמעתי שהם אז נשבת ישראל על פי הידחות, על יהודי בן בבל. I heard and appeared with very surprise that as Israel is very perfumed, being machmirim, it's the only matter when she sees of the two Eidim. Except Yudhi Ben Bava, he's the radical rebel. When I made Tilo, I said to him, Ken Advarim, indeed. Amar li, so this is the Chemish, Vitali said to him, אמולה משווי, אתם יודעים שהמדינה משווה בגלל יסוד. We're dealing with a critical situation, it's not stable, can't rely upon normal aidim. מקובלני ברב גמליאל הזוכרין, of course, it was prior to Rabbi Akiva, שמסיל את הישועה על פי הדרך. כשבאתי ראית את הדברים של רב גמליאל, פרד רב גמליאל דיאבנה, told him what his grandfather had said, Rav Akiva told him, Samach li dvarai v'amar, Matzanu chaver Rav Yudhi ben Bava. Before I told this time, Rav Yudhi ben Bava was a radical spirit, and now we see it's not so, there's a parallel tradition. Mitoch ha-davar nizkar Rav Gamliel, she-nehagu ha-rugim b'tel arze, ויסיר רב גמליאל שנשתה לה פי הדחות. וכזכו ליהו בסין על פי עד מפי עד, פי עבר, פי אישה, פי שפחה. אבל לא דושו אומר בסין את אישה פי הדחות. רבי עקיבא אומר לא פי אישה, לא פי עבר, לא פי שפחה, לא פי קרובים. אני אומר, נסקס בו רבי עקיבא. רבי עקיבא עושה two issues, one issue about the number of עדים, והעד אחד מאוד. And secondly, who they can be. So who is good at the scene? Eid Mipi Eid, Eved, Shifcha, Isha, Suleidus, able to be relied upon. So both is one is sufficient, and also it can be one is not kosher leidus. But as of Yeshua, say one is not sufficient, but apparently they're not questioning the quality of the Eidus, the Eidim Shirem or not. Just there can't be one, there has to be two. Rav Akiva sticks to his guns. Lol pi yishar pi erev v'lol pi shichar pi krovim. All right. Lalach we pass it, of course, we would have been bothered in this. But the basis for this is, the question. Rashi in Shabbos Kuvayim at Beit, the top Rashi, says basically, I'll bring a Kedusha Mine. It's which you have a number of places where we deviate from the normal halacha because of this assumption. Teisit Yivam Mr. Pecher says that's the Tiferes Chachomim, and here you have an implementation of Yeshu Yechum Nagadu Ba'atirah and Eve Mekum Ba'asei, which must count to the norm of Sa'ak, all the Sheva Taisa. They says where there is some strong rationale, you can have it even Sheva, Eve Mekum Ba'asei. Kivega Sen, which comes from other places, they say the same thing. So it's essentially a Darbana. The third prevalent Shita is that of the Rambam, based on one day in the Gemara in Ravist of Tzadik Gimel, Mishavid Ligluya L'mishakri Inchi. We suppose that we're telling the truth, since otherwise you rely upon it. This becomes, this phenomenon, one of the major application of a general attitude which discusses that Mishavid Ligluya, we don't need kosher eidus because we can hypothesize what the situation is on our own, and these things don't require kosher eidus. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. was we should say that certain noshim are not ne'eman. Now here, it's not clear what, based on what they're not ne'eman. And two possible ways to understand this. One is that were we dealing with Eidus, for which they're in the normal standards kosher, we deal with the surim, according to Moshe Shem, Noshim Nehmer, the surim. Then this kind of shash that you have, because some bribery, some enmity, maybe she'll lie, you wouldn't say that. Normally we don't suspect the person who was kosher Eidus. Since over here there's a deviation in one direction, namely, that you believe her is an Eid Echad. And you overcome a double whammy, even though it's only Echad, not two, and even though it's an Ish and not an Ish. So one of the reasons I mentioned before, you believe her. Well, the minute there's some reason to question that, so either according to the Rambam, the Misavidi Gluya is neutralized. It's according to the Rambam, basically you require two Eidus. So therefore you believe in more than one. But it's a reasonable assumption that we're hearing the truth. But here that assumption is counterbalanced. A reasonable assumption we're not getting the truth because of the enmity involved. So maybe they're not enemy for that. Nonetheless, as the Mishnah, we've got this quintet, etc. So the name of obvious Gita. And we should self ask, what's the difference? Why we get the mitash ktav mochiach? But I said, the Marot Avir Gita, that can mean one of two things. Either the Isha brings the guest Ne'eman, in the narrow sense of the term, you like, how she tells you, or say, no, she's not Ne'eman at all. We don't need, but I rely upon her. We're relying on objective evidence of the get. And maybe in some sense we say we need to rely upon her as well. Didn't rely upon her at all. How do you know? Maybe the get was stolen, maybe it was lost. So you need the emunah of someone who's holding on to the shtar. The shtar speaks on his or her behalf. So, in some sense, you believe it. But basically, shektar mechiyah can rely upon the get. That's safe with Mishnah. Shektar mechiyah does not stop with this quintet, this puzzle. It includes the Isha herself. We had Gita, but the proviso is to let one of the Kustos have to take care of. What does Sabachiach mean? So, you already mentioned to you already, I'll just go pretty briefly. Perhaps understanding the Tibu of two possible ways of being master of this. It relates to this in the context of the Chayvid, with regard to Halach and the Rambam, which we've already seen, namely that with regard to Shlich Kabbalah, we don't require Eidus to Kiyum HaDavar for the Minui. Shlich Kabbalah, the Rambam says, based on the Mishnah of Sam, Gimel and Bet, you require Shlich Kabbalah, you require Eidus to Kiyum HaDavar. That's what Rambam learns in the Mishnah, I mentioned at the time, the Sanders said, learn about the Mishnah, when it's Eidus to Kiyum HaDavar. But that's not the same. How he says that when they got to the Shlech HaLoche or Shlech LaVoyer, you don't need that. Rambam explains you don't need it. He provides you an analogy to other places which also get a little magic without it. Standardized minu shliches. כל הנושא של לקבל קידושין צריך לעשות לפני עדים אשר קבולה and here is nothing to get and קידושין אבל איש שזה כאלה של אישה רוצה לעשות בעדים שאין מקום לעדים בשיפוט האיש, אלא להודיע אמיתת הדבר. או לביאו הדור. פיכך אם הודו השליח ובשלח, and they're not fighting about the truth and the facts, and it's like my deem, for be rid of, it's here to be don't need, be rid of, they themselves may, they don't need anything else either. For a shliach haged, for a shliach shishar afesh at chuba, v'chay yitzeh b'em chom makom, for a shliach kemoto, v'en tzir chaydim. A shliach b'mach shtrume, a shliach haged. Raivet says, v'li b'im yiraif, a shliach haged. שליח הגט זה כל הקסה מרחיח we're not for that we require it so some other kind of שליח is a קדוש זה לא קסה מרחיח if you מקדש the שטר this is שטר and you know, קדש or the שטר which he gives to the שליח to bring to the collar זה הקסב מרחיח, הוא רואה שבקד מכסף. לא קסב מרחיח הוא ביהיו. ואז זה נדמה לראיה, לעניין שליח הגד, כי טוב מרחיח עליו. או לעניין תרומה, אצל חדים כלל. או בקידושן דאפילו שניהם מודים, אינו כלום, כי הוא שליח ושליח נע מלאב כלום. רייבט סייז, you can't do your eye from שליח הגד, because they're כסב מרחיח. רייבט סייז, the question here is, how do you know the כסב מרחיח? As we have got certain other elements of the Chitores, situation which we have to differentiate that which is defined as explicit, implicit, edus hashtar, and that which is inferred due to the presence of the shtar. That's what brings along a shtar, so you don't know whether the shtar stolen, lost. He said, well, if he brings the shtar, Mr. Tamil, could be action also. And we had Rabbi Tam, but God took up a apostle. If the shtar is asked to check with each of a person, the shtar testifies to its own validity. But one could learn, not the way Rabbi Tam learned, this is part of the age of the shtar. It's for that kiddush of a person. But this is the Metzias thing. If someone comes along with a shtar, and you have to ask yourself, what happened? How did you get all this shtar? Is he a shliach? Is he a thief? So we say, stop it. Someone brings it, why should you assume he's a thief? Well, what do I do that he's a shliach? And if we learn that way over here, what are the possible implications? Between two possible interpretations. One that we learn that the shtar indirectly testifies to that. The fact you're holding on to it, that reflects upon your status as the Baal shtar, holding on to the shtar. And therefore that which the shtar is to say, you're not mentioning the shtar, it doesn't mention your name in there at all. But the fact, the likelihood that who's holding it is the one responsible for the shtar in charge of the shtar, that is translated to something which as if the shtar itself expounds. What do we say? No, the shtar expounds nothing. The shtar sets up a situation where we expound. We have a certain likelihood, you know, detective work, that's what we assume. Another classic example of this kind of this discussion is that Shtar Mir Maboi. Shtar is Perua, not Perua. It's as if the Mal holds out the Shtar, we said, it wasn't Perua yet. or that's just a factual inference. Or do we regard the testimony of the shtar testifies to the algoer, as long as the shtar stands to the baal shtar. Now, says the Chaim, let us see the Rambam's critique of the Rambam's relying upon Shliach Lahiloche as proof that you don't require aids to give a door. What kind of proof says is that, says the Rambam. Here, Aksav Mechiach says, because of that, you don't need any Kivadavo, because later on you have the Shtav Mechiach. But were it not for that, Tech would need aid. Baba, he says very simply, if we regard Aksav Mechiach as part of the Godot Shtav, that says that this person bringing the shtar is a baal shtar, either the initial bailim or that he's a shliach. So we take the shtar as testifying not only about the gerushin which is discussed in the shtar, but about the fact that this person who's now bringing the shtar is a shliach. In that case, we could assume that even if you put aids to Kiva Dabo, so you have aids to Kiva Dabo, because the Shtar attests to the fact that he was appointed the Shliach. And the aids signed the Shtar. When they signed the Shtar, they signed to the Agodas by whatever's in the Shtar, whatever's implicit, the result of holding on the Shtar. You can't bring your eid, you don't require a skima though, because you have a skima though. The eid was signed out to the shtar, provided that we say the shtar itself does not just set up a situation where I'm going to draw inferences. The shtar itself attests to that. Implicitly, indirectly, but attests to that. So the Ravid says, what do you mean, you don't need a skima though? Well, let's say that you need them. But you have them. Ketam Echiyak, the shtar says, this fellow is a shliach. But if we don't assume that, assume Tabir Chiyach is just incidental raya, it's a bit of circumstantial evidence telling us that apparently the person must be a shliach. Substantial evidence is okay as far as telling us what the truth is. But does that make them edim on the shlichus? No. Because the shtar which they signed doesn't attest to the shlichus. Its presence in the hands of the shliach makes it sound reasonable that apparently he must have been appointed as a shliach. But that's not something which the shtar says. That's something which we as detectives say. So the question is very good. He figured it out that apparently it was born as a shliach. But where was the... There's the Kiva though. Was it around? There was not. If a Ketam Mechiach is that the Shtar itself says that the Eid who signed the Shtar, the Eid also the Kiva Dabo for the creation of the Shlichus. But if it's not derived, it's not implicit in the Shtar, but derived differentially from meaning of the Shtar, so there's the Kiva Dabo. So apparently it says, Rabbi, you don't need the Kiva Dabo. We got a shliach lelocha v'eskima dabo. We have 3 days to shein. The Rambam thinks you don't need it. Then I get involved in the question of why, but you don't need it. The Rambam thinks conceptually you need it, but you haven't. And then if you look for a moment, the Rosh, near the beginning of the fourth parak, Vedal Dolcha Beis, Yerushalmi, Asa Shaliach Lolich et Haget, Tzeich Litnola Bifnei Shunayim, shliach has to give the get for the two edus. He would offer the gerushin, not for the shul of the gerushin. Ve'en shliach olam shul shnayim. Asa shliach lo lichi ta get, tzich rak ziko, you have to make him shliach, b'fnei shnayim, and again, ve'en shliach olam shul shnayim. This is the third day that you need and you don't have. Why the freshman Shliach Lo Shliach Gabal will come to again later, comes back to something which we saw when we got to Eved, place the most to shade him, what do you have? Anyway, you have 2 days to how you interpret Aksav Mashiach. That's not only with regard to the question of Minu, which I would like to talk about, but the very fact that the Mishnah says that she's Ne'eman, somebody depended on how you will look at Aksav Mashiach. The Rav Chaim understands the Ravid, she's Ne'eman because the support of Edus, the equivalent of Edus, which emerges from the get. So I said before, it's not that she's Ne'eman, she's the one who puts the statement on the table. But essentially, to get this Ne'eman. Shiloh and the Rabbi says in the Rambam, Aksav Mashiach could very well mean that the Isha herself was Ne'eman, since we presume if she had got this to get, Stammer must be legitimate, and then she's Ne'eman. But this thing one moves on to the question waiting for an echtam that he should not excuse. It depends with that Israel of Chutzlaretz. Let's move on to the one for the part of Aleph. I go on and say, Rishas Rav Yagi. And one examines the various options for, on the one hand, the fact that she's not Mugresh as soon as she gets the get. She would be the normal situation. She has the get, so she has it. That she's Mugresh by getting the get, and also that she has the Bira Dava from having the get in her hands. So why would you require this whole story? So the one tries various options. One is, she has a bit of a chidush in it as well, but the yeshiva of the Beit Din Ploni. What is the import of this? He said, look, the yeshiva of the Beit Din Ploni. The basis of what is he in effect doing when he says that? This is, he circumscribes in effect her shlichus. He says, you're a shliach, but that says you're a shliach, not a shliach otherwise. Is this a chidush in any sense? Do I say no? He's in charge, he's the voice of Garish. So he can specify when the Garish and where the Garish. But maybe this is not the understanding of the Garish. The condition that he lays down over here is not a condition of the Garish. If you were to give the Get and say the Get should only be Chal, you reach a certain place. That would be a limitation on Chalif of the Yiddish. But here the limitation is upon what? Or in other words, her status is what? I don't know, maybe not. No, maybe not. I was trying to say, I'll get back to it later, it's possibly in terms of the shlichus, the limitation of the shlichus. But let's maybe say about the shlichus, about the Gershon proper. So does he can limit where he wants it should be chal. Yeah, something the same as soon as later on of Samachay, place of Tanoi. Samachay, but out of the Mishnah, I'm going to take it to the Ishti and complain to the Shliach, but I'm going to go Pasul. I'm going to Shliach to Magash in New York and then San Francisco. But if you just inform him, I'm going to go Kosher. But see, he doesn't limit some of his information. This is the God of Shliach to Elohim. And likewise, Mishnah is the Shliach to Kabbalah. He says, I'm going to go to the Shliach to Kabbalah. I'm going to go אבל זה מרשי. This is the issue which the one number of places talks about Mara Moka Bilay. Provide information about the place. And therefore, אבל זה מרשי. Mara Moka Bilay can be understood in two ways. One is it's a question of the intent of the Baal who provides the information. It is intended to be a limitation of the authority to be coupled to get, to gosh, to give the get, etc. Or is it simply helping him out? Where you find her, she find her over such a place. That's one possibility. The other possibility would be, just mentioned briefly, whether a person with regard to something which doesn't make any objective difference to anybody in the world can make limitations. Do we say, it's my shliach, or my Mesek Kedushin? I can do whatever I want. Does it make sense rationally? No. Is there a reason for it? No. So on my part, it's a whim. But if I'm the Bayim, I can have whims as well. Maybe that would be Baruch Mokim Yilei. It may be too... That's what Makir, who suggests something along these lines. The serious institution cases of Mekach Toys. There is where he misleads her about his identity or vice versa. Mnachni Kohen, Nimtza Levi, Levi Nimtza Kohen, Nativ Nimtza Mazir, Nimtza Natin, Benir Nimtza Benkam, Benkam Nimtza Benir, Mnachni Beti Kerov Lemerchaz, Nimtza Rechov, Nimtza Kerov. Look at all of these things the Mishnah says. And about all of these things here, we might have said, even if it made no difference, but it was false advertising. So that sums it as a toast. You misled her. We might have said that. Or do we say no? He didn't. It's true that he misled her. It makes no difference, it's not relevant. You can't build Mekach Toys based on this difference. In the Gemara, we don't have it, but in Yerushalmi, on these Mishnayos here, they're the same thing in Gittin, also of Samachay. For every point mentioned in the Mishnah, the Rishonim explains why it should make a difference to somebody. Why somebody might prefer Dafki is a Kohen, or Dafki not a Kohen, Dafki if they live near the Merchitz, Dafki far from the Merchitz. The reason for everything. So that might indicate that if you have well, no reason, every basis for toys. But there's something more than this. Here's the Yerushalmi Mishnah in Kedushin. It's not a case of a Tanai. Tanai would be if he says, would you marry me? He says, in the condition of your Kohen, in the condition of your millionaire. That's a Tanai of sorts. That's not what happened over here. He described himself as being a Kohen, as being a Talmid Chacham. And he's not. So there's a commandment of Toast here, false advertising, but not a Tanai. And it was arguable that if you have in this mission over here, where the other tzad doesn't make it a condition, so then that we disregard this if it has no objective basis. But if the other, if the person made a specific condition, then we say, true, it has no basis in that fact. I'd be crazy if we were with such things. So I'm crazy. But that's what I want. To what extent does a person's will overwhelm everything else? Well, there's another Gemara in Ksuvos where that is the case of the person who makes the Tanai is the person whose will perhaps is disregarded. We should choose the frame base and the base. There's the Isha, Menashe, and learn the Darim. But you too learn the Darim. And I'm a Kudeshit. The Sefer, I'm not Shem Bumumin, Lutzimumin, I'm a Kudeshit. So he talks about the question of Ksuba, but there's also the Mishnah and Mishnah Institution in the same vein. Now, here, of course, the case is that the person who sets down the condition, it's his will that's thwarted. Unlike the case of the Mishnah I quoted before, he said, Amanas, that you're rich, Amanas, you don't smoke, and it turns out that she does. But here the Mishnah says, "Tainam Kudesha." But subsequently the Gemara says, "Tainam Yochi." Peter Darim Amru that the Kedusha is bottle of Yesesh Nedarim, things that he cares about. Rub Shev Inu Nefesh. She wrote to Chal Basar, she made a nether not to eat meat, not to drink wine. She won't dress fancy clothing. And he wants the wife to dress as fancy. So the mother then asks, but it says over here, we distinguish different kinds of Nedarim. Which cases? Is the case in which he specified the Dafkif to another Nedarim? And still we say there are Nedarim, but they're not Nedarim she ought to be caring about. It's nothing. Or is the only case where Mekai Stam, and he didn't mention him on Nedarim. So today in the Gemara, that even where in the ratio we specifically that Bamanas, that you have no Nedarim, why should learn about ratio? We meet the captain of Bainshav and Kepede. We look at Bainshav and Kepede Kepede. If people don't care about it, you can't have your own Meshugas. You can't make a bag of toys for your own whims. That seems to message that Gemara. But, and here I want to qualify a bit. Number one, many Rishonim in fact, wipe out the Gemara. They says Nira Dainik Shis Natar Stam Moshe and the Dorim. At least the Dorim included. But what appears isn't that the other Ravashi, the captain should have paid this. People don't care about it. It's not included in this tonight. Avi Pirish behead ya manat shein ein leich neder ze, v'hadar yichol latnot b'chol nedarim v'afil lo kapte b'inch. The Rambam brings 2 days. I find all the instruments. Whether like tasters, or if you maintain, it's going to Ravashi, that it did something which people are not makmer, but if you are makmer about it, we disregard it. Right, this is one case, which is another point I want to make. Yeah. Even if we accept the Gemara's excuse I mentioned just now, only according to Tosfos' understanding, not according to Pashas the Gemara, maybe that in our case over here, it's the point of Yishliach, the story is different. Rabbi Shedim would say, Moshe, we got the halacha that if you make it tonight, you have to mishpate that tonight. Tonight, kofel, takadon amaitse, very good in Eru. The Rabban says, nonetheless, the Rabban and Sebas, who's in Gitna, fine, hey, if you point to Shliach, it's not a transaction you make with anybody else. That's between you and the Shliach. Here you are in total control. You don't require mishpate that tonight. So I might say that even if in general, when you're dealing with somebody else, you only can make claims based on something that's reasonable. If you point to Shliach, whatever you damn please. But anyway, you should just know about this problem in light of these sugyas that I mentioned previously. All right, let's come back to our sugya over here. That was the initial suggestion to limit where the years can take place and where the shuls can be affected. So then the Gemara says, "No, I made another eitzah. My understanding is out of a shakli. So then you won't be chalv. The problem is the yeshus chalv mishu gets to get." When you get there, he says, put it on the ground, and then pick it up. So, and during that interim, between picking it up and put it on the ground, you assert the validity and the legitimacy of the get. So, what's the problem with the Bhagavad Gita? Either we have a copy we looked at. Just want to add a few things with regard to it. First, in terms of what Mandalay, probably Gita. I said may. In immediate direct sense, what's the Bhagavad Gita? What's the market for it? Why is the Gita no good? Yeah, so it says Rasam Biyadu. So we could go to the Nidpakziya Sakasu. Rambam has those 10 principles which postulates the beginning of the ocean. One of them is, towards the end, the Sheet Nevelo, that's being a senior. I have a bit of a problem with this. I want to find Cheres, look at it for a moment. Amalot says the Mishnah Kinsi Shtachov tells us that certificate. When she went out to my Chora, when she pulls it out of his back pocket, Chora, she reads it, very Gita. It's not a certificate at all, it's a get. And again, she will have Gita. So we asked if he told her Gita, still it's not a sin, it's not a Gavi Karka. She went out to my Chora. Put it in his back pocket. I still be in the Biyadu, I like it. And he made a motion in her direction. He swung his hip towards her. While he was swinging his hip, she pulled it out. And this is very satisfying the problem of the scene. Now this is in effect a joint transfer, but one in which he has a very minor role. We have cases in which there's a joint action, we take that into consideration. Among Shabbos, David Aleph, Shabbos, particularly Shabbos, maybe Chol Tekula, so Shneim Shesu or Yepoto. Two people do Maaseh Shoyin. So it says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yechiel, Zohar Chepetz, Benak Tuchido Shechaviro, Chayav. Take a ball, I throw it to someone, and he's standing, and receives, and he catches it. So who did all the malacha? The passer. So the passer is chay. Then the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Elazar bar Yochanan, Amar bimkomo v'kibeil chayav. The passer is chay. Akabim came maybe with the receiver, ran towards the ball, and consequently caught the ball, not where it would have landed to begin with, the feet were totally passive, but he abbreviated that distance. Patel. Who's Patel? The passer is Patel, because the receiver was also involved. So there I understand the question of the chiyuv for the person who threw the object, whether the hope it's all described to him or not. But Here's what you have over here.
Yeah, this is the dumpster.
It's not that he threw the get. He moved and put together a particular place. And she took it from there. So if you want to take the view as one continuum from the time that he started walking or started shifting his hips till the time that she gets to get, so the two people are involved. But the two aspects are readily divisible, and of course it shouldn't be sufficient.
Really?
This, among other things, led me to think perhaps you should take the Gitoch and treat it not as was suggested now, as a totally independent halachic, but to come back to what we discussed on many occasions in the past with regard to other aspects of the passive Girush, namely. Is it what? Yeah. Discussed about whether we view the whole procedure of Gershon as a statement which is made on her, on his behalf to her. The Shiluach aspect, the Shilcha, or as a formal procedure with legal character, with legal documents. Speak not of Shiluach, but speak more of Shtar. It seems to me that here, if you were to speak by formal Nesina, Hilchos Shtoreis, Hilchos Gittin, we have a problem with Lechalse. You have to give it. He doesn't give it. She has to pull out of his back pocket. He just moves to a point which is accessible to her. That perhaps would qualify as a Nesina. But if the problem is there a message he's addressing to her? Here I can understand the initial movement, the body language, which makes the get available, tells us that in fact this is a message which is being emitted by him to her, which will conclude with her pulling the get out of his pocket, which is enabled by his initial movement, and that lends the character of an initiative on his part to the whole process. It is arguable, even if I'm right, I'm not necessarily right. Even if I'm right, there might be two halachos to the Gavit Kalkin. One, there's no scene altogether. Nothing has taken place. She's doing everything. Or the problem to the Gavit Kalkin is not in the scene as such. The problem is who's addressing whom. What is the character of the transfer of the get? Could be. And maybe enough kaminas, and when you apply to Gita Kwa, you don't apply it. Also enough kaminas with regard to not the circumstances, but the areas. The Gita Kwa Gavikalka is in Pierce and Gemara, as the formula indicates. Where? So with regard to what we're talking about. What are we talking about? To which area of halacha does it apply? Yeah. It's applied to other areas as well. Oh, so here's at least two other areas could be dealt with. What is the Kedusha? The Kedusha Nachrayim raised this issue, the Avraham talks about it, and he says as follows, Kedusha Kesef, certainly we don't care. Puts the money on the table, we should take it. So that doesn't require any Sina. It can be mahaner, she's not always sufficient. Yishtar, he says, it could be Yotzeb Haisa. That's the analogy, the comparison of Shtar and Get, could be. The second area in which this might be arise is with regard to Shikui Avodim. Also requires a Shtar. And in many places we have a comparison. Take me for a moment the Mishnah of Tesem Dalet. Get set to the living for them. Had Gitel Shira Shravim Shabul Molikul maybe, which I had been at Rahim Shavig Yedashim Shravadim. He was at the bottom of the Ramad, Tony Abanam Shadu Shabul Yedashim, Melch maybe, a couple other things. Shravadim have a certain comparison, and their nature very similar to Gitel Hashim, because in both cases, you have a severance of interpersonal relationship. And you acquire lishma, they're very similar halachas. What about the gita? So the Eved, take your shtashik. The Gemara is not mentioned explicitly, but the Rav used to quote a raya. I don't remember the name of his father. The Gemara B'Metzia, which we dealt with another connection. Recall we dealt with the Halacha Eid of Iksu Zachidoi. Eid of Iksu Zachidoi, we never heard a Platikit. Right? Eid of Iksu Zachidoi yet. Yet it'll be given 2 months later. So in the moment of such a thing, if you mark the soda, so you take him the time of the signature. Not in Gitinosh. Question is why? So then Allah might be based on which deen? And you get a sada as a schus, so the Eidim can be taken for you. However, let's look at the Mishnah Gittin, the ultimate base. Gitanashim are different from Shikui Avodim. Let me take as Ishtu Zalabdi, what's the last of Mishnei and Yaxtu, but maybe from Memrim, Gitanashim, there's no Zalashim in front of. So the Gitanashim was in Chagya, the Baal can change his mind. Avodim Shikui Avodim, Gitanashim in front of. So if the only reason is not in Tzul Zakhilai, because of baguette, it's because this is not a schus. Shikui Avodim, it is a schus. But there might be another reason why Gita Lashvet doesn't work. If you need a sine, so where's the sine? It's not better than the Gita. If that's the problem, then we have to check Shikui Avodim, is it Ligitach or not? So the Mabba Metzia tests says in a certain case, Hein yichel aman dam azchut u rabbi shesim tarat rabo lechehut, u chabai dobe bi uzochi lo yishapir. El aman dam arachov u lebed. So how can you apply him to uzochi lo? So I say, explicitly, shichu abadim, you can say, I, where's the Gito? It's probably the Gito, where's the Sina? So maybe the answer is that Gitoch is only an issue in Kite Noshim, not an issue in Shichur Avodim, and possibly not, David said David Miluim, possibly not with regard to Shtar Kiddush. I tried to identify, to delimit the scope of the Gitoch. So we have ask us the following. Is an independent halacha, indeed the Sina, then to what extent all the technical details of Kite Noshim spill over to Shechur Avadim and Shtai Kiddush Noshim? If, however, it's what I'm suggesting, this is what determines whether it's a statement which is made on the part of the Baal. Then you'd have to ask yourself, maybe it's a bit of an open question, is the Shiluach a Shiluach Avadim as well? Or is that purely a legal transaction? Is there a flip side of Shiluach, is that Kiddush Hashem, or is that too just a quasi legal process? Or I could be done to Kiddush Hashem as well. All right, let's say just a question, give some thought. We have one question, what is the nature of the halakha is, the Gitoch, and where the halakha is applied, exclusively the Gitoch or somewhere else, and what is defined as the Gitoch? Is it where the entire process is only in her hands, but if she has a hand in it, faints with a zip, that's sufficient, or not? The other major issue, practical, which goes on with the Gita Pugavikalka, is with regard to the Siddh Kedushin, to which I direct your attention. He says, tremendous Kedushin, why doesn't appear anywhere? It says that what is the first Tegit HaChol Gav Karka? If the Baal is not involved in running the whole Shulchan Aruch process, he simply puts it down. But if this, he puts it down in response to the statement on her part, put it down and I would define this if I received it. The same man is going to be Shlech the Kabbalah, and Isha does receive the get. But as I mentioned already, with that Shlech the Kabbalah, it's a mailbox, and she can determine what a mailbox is. Just as you decide that plainly is a mailbox, she can decide to put it on the Evan, put it on the Kanker, is if she received it in a seat. Now, this, of course, is a bombshell. Because the Chuvah, it totally eviscerates the concept of Shechur Kabbalah. Very supportive of what I wanted to say, according to the Rambam, inherently, Ketana could have also been Shechur Kabbalah. The Rosh, who asked why I need two separate psukim. So there's all the question of Avraminus. According to what the Tzvit says, and he compares that to Shliach, he said, Shliach, you can decide who you want Shechur Kabbalah to get for you. You can decide which piece of earth, which stone should come to get for you. But a piece of earth can't be a shliach. So the answer going to the test suit apparently is you don't need a shliach, you don't need a shliach kabbalah. It's a misnomer, shliach kabbalah shliach le'elokhe. Different worlds. This is a mailbox. That's an agent who acts in your behalf. This issue, Shechur Kabbalah was Shechur Le'elokhe, will come up in another context, which will not turn. Having tried out the possibility that the shlichus is limited to a certain place, or her shlichus, or the yer is going to be in a certain place, I struck that out. The one that tries out, kibbutz is not going to have a shakli, and says that's probably gita. So that's out. Ella, nothing tells that at a certain point she stopped being shlich. Until somebody was shakalacha, and then she removes the uniform and becomes an ordinary citizen. But they told her to become a shlich lelacha until a certain point, and then become a shlich lekabbalah. That's what the chashiv is about. What's the chashiv is about? So Rashi then said, well, שייך למיקרא ושלך מזה לזה, שהוא הולך לא יוצא שולחו, ולמר עשיתי שליחותך לחברך. וזו אינה ראויה, אך זו שלך לעצמה. אחר כך נעשיתי בעל המעשר, בטל שליחות כאילו שתעזור. אתה לא יכול להיות, you have to be able to come back and report about the שליחס. Where do we know this? Tesis seems to say that what it says now in Rashi, Shriach lemikra mishnech mizel azeh, Shriach zo shechol avav, Zaseh shechutka, Kol yu shriach yu kudus lepir hashke. It must have been given to Rashi, because Tesis says over here, is that they're what Rashi says. But with regard to both, what kind of need is this, to be able to report? The Kuvet, what it means is, it relates to the relationship to Shlech and Mishaleach. Shlech acts on behalf of the Mishaleach. This is representative, Yad HaRichter, as Hashem speak. That implies control on the part of the Mishaleach. Maybe at one point the Mishaleach appointed him, and then let go. It's out of the picture. So all there is the shliach. That's not shlichus. That's what kibbutz means. You're acting for him. And there are two purposes involved over here. Number one, that there must be control throughout, not only at the point of minui, but throughout. As reflected in one of the basic halachas of shlichus, which have also sugyas we won't have time to examine, but the Rambam, here the Yiddish Rosh Shutfin, שעבר דברי משלחו לא עושה כלום. דיווייץ לא עושה כלום. However, this may not be the same as we have over here. Here we're talking about some external control, a leash, so to speak, which the Mishaleach has on the Shliach. If I'm a Dibra Mishalcha, then you say Pasha is, but for the God of that, he's not Shliach. If I tell you, sell the Shas, and you'll sell the Rambam, Rambam is not a shliach. Or if I tell you, sell on Monday, sell the stock on Monday, sell the stock on Tuesday, Tuesday is not a shliach, there's no two on Monday. So it's not totally identical, but there's a similarity in terms of the need for control. However, the Ritva, another malach. A few letters I just suggested, it's a problem of control. Is it a local problem or a general problem issue? Maybe Shriach, same setup, Sala Sode. Would it be any different? And those are Chazal Shiva's in the Baal. Probably not. But that halach wouldn't apply. The Torah suggests that here the Mahalach is something else, which is indeed local. First, if he has the Shabbat 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 Tesis, which we're familiar with already, the main set of the Eid of Roshim, the Lord Lechaz Roshim, who says, the Baal, the Chikam HaGabla Gita, Lam Shrek, the Baal, Kom HaGabla, the Bota Shrek is the Baal, Ki Bota Osa, the Lavoy Shrek, the Lad Osa, the Chim HaDechein, Habla Gita Gita, Chim HaGabikal. Read it again. Yes, for she were a house shifted to the Baal, the Kikam Kabla Gita, Lam Shriach the Baal come a Kabla, the bottle shifts the Baal, the bottle also, the way Shriach and Ados, the Kim the Kher, I'm sure to the Gita for every count. He says very simply, it's not so simple. So what happens over here? The Shriach Lelach at a certain point. And then the Shriach Lelach in her translates again the Shriach Lekabbalah. There's no Nesina, you're right into your left here. Why does it not so simple? The way he explains it, seems to be due to an accidental element. But the shiur is the Baal Kimata also, since the Baal made a shriach, the halacha only in such a place. So when she reached that place, she said, shriach the halacha, and not only shriach the Kabbalah. And shriach the Kabbalah, there's no one who gives it again, neither the Baal nor the shriach. And suppose he had not told her to change hats there. So you get to such a place, instead of being a Shekh, allow me Shekh Kabbalah too. That would fly. If Lashu would have thought it would be okay. But what the Pashtus is, as I said just a minute ago, you cannot be both Shekh and Shekh Kabbalah at the same time. If you want to be Zekha, it's Dizel and Shlev Fonah. Can I be Mzakeh? Someone else, something of mine. Not that I'll give someone else to be Zeche, I'll give a Pikus to be Zeche, but I will take an object of mine. So here, I'm still with a fine gentleman, I'm giving him a pen. Zeche. So that's the Mishnah there with a fine test, you can't do that. Yeah, after a kid with each zochin, making it with a shield and light, show see to be mizaka to someone who's not part of you. So there could be any zochin altogether, don't see any altogether. So that question was about once. He told her, Bishyanka, only until such a point. Even if he insists that she do both, number one is the question, you can have a double identity. And even if you could have a double identity, the double identity in you could not proceed with the Ma'aseh Nesina. It would all be clear to Rabbi Kala. So we have here the Gadol Gemara's discussion of what transpires over here. Because you're the Sabal, either as Rashi says, the parent taste is the same, I don't know where the difference lies, that need, that you need the ability to report back to the Mishalech, that's the control Shulchan retains, that's the link, the bond between them. Or according to first Lashon of the Ritva, the second Lashon of the Ritva, that he abrogated the Shulchan Lach at a certain point, made a Sligita, she's only picking it up from the ground. Or what my understanding is, that Sligita, regardless, because she cannot be both a Shulchan Halacha and a Shulchan Kabbalah.
The Ritva doesn't seem to be using the example of she becoming a Shulchan Halacha Kabbalah, but she is herself, at least the Gersa that I have here. K'shehi mekabelas haget me'atzmo ein kan shliach dekvar kolsa shlichus habal. It's not that she becomes a Shulchan Halacha Kabbalah. There's a break even if it goes to her.
You're probably right, but don't think it's material. Still the same problem.
It's a tremendous problem. Then how do you ever have shlichus?
No, it's also not a sinner.
Not a sinner, right? By any shlichus you would not have. By any shlich or kabbalah, the moment he gives it over to her.
Gives over to whom?
To the Isha.
The Isha gets to get. So yeah. He didn't give it to her to be scholarish nice. He deferred the Gershon until some time or certain place. Mm-hmm. Now, meanwhile, the Gemara talks to you about the possibility of appointing another Shliach. Not that it says before that she becomes a Shliach, but at the end of the Sugya. We retain, we don't have a Shliach Lelocha, the Boy Sassom. See here, she doesn't quite appoint Shliach Kabbalah. Rashi explains that this basic Shliach is a Shliach. Shabbat Shliach Hila Elach is a Shliach Shlichut HaKadat Zalabal. ולאחר זמן קם בגיד את מיניה, שעוד השליח בן הפלגרת, ששעה רישוי של השיב בעתים, ראה שיפו סלטה בשעה את השליח. That inspires Stasis question, which many should have asked. שיש לי דגר שין, כמות סיבה של שליח. And there's a chidush here in taste interpretation of Shoshit Ligirish. In any event, it's certainly an extension of what you have in the Gemara. Maybe you have a case of Ligirish where the person at no point is authorized to give the get. Simply shikinu. A delivery man, mailman. In our case, she's a part of the Gershon, not in her own capacity, she's part of the Gershon, qua shliach, maybe shliach le'elochah, so that she can appoint another shliach. Let's ignore that. I want to stick to the essential point, Shliach versus Shliach. The law of Shliach versus Shliach is one of the basic sugyas in Shlichus. With two kinds of questions arising. One question at a fundamental level. Who is authorized to do it? Can every shliach automatically be make another shliach? Or, that's one kind of question. Second question is, assuming that ordinarily that is indeed the case, but may there be circumstances to derail the process. As far as the basic concept is concerned, look at the Gemara. Gemara in Kedushin, Gemara from the Dalit. Basic marker of Shlich is a sugya. Shlich is milo, the Tanya. Shilach, melamed shehu is a shliach, shlich lelach. Shilcha, melamed shehu is a shliach, shlich lekabola. ושילח ושילחה, למד ששליח יש שליח. אלא פסק, שליח יש שליח. Let's look for a moment at the סוגיה דף חפטס, כאן גיקון. Maybe get back to Israel, the Chalah. Shliach was supposed to live with the Ged, is ill. So naturally, what he was going to do, give it to somebody else, they should be in the Ged. So he can do it, the Shechav Yad Acher. Mima Malam, if the Baal said, totally, I met a Chavitz Pleini, give it to Ged, don't forget to get back my Kiddushka. Lo Yishchav Yad Acher, because maybe he doesn't trust the second shliach of the Kiddush Kav, so the shliach Yidur Rabbi Yad Acher. There's all discussion in the Gemara over here, whether it makes a difference with the owner when he's ill, when he's not ill, what's the case of limitations there may be. There's also here, we'll go into it now. I do want to go into is how you approach this issue. The bulk of the Shainim approached it at a technical plane. Balas Kpedis. So normally Shia was a Shliach. But if I specifically tell him I don't want it, only if you're ill, you can't do it, but otherwise I want you and I don't trust anybody else, then you can do that. Doesn't require both that he's ill and that the Baal was makpid, as each element separate. If he's ill, even if the Baal said nothing, if the Baal said even if he's healthy, all this gets involved in this sugi over here. The driver, the Rabban, another Hashem, get involved in this. That's one way of approaching the issue. There's another way. And that is a fundamental plane. What do I mean by that? Instead of saying, well, principle shliach is a shliach, but if the Baal put the squeeze on him, put the brakes on, then ain't shliach is a shliach. And these kind of extraneous restraints in fact determine the fate of the second shlichus. Alternative to say, well, let's think for a moment, Svara. Should one shliach be able to make another shliach or not? So where's the pasuk? Let's understand the pasuk. What could be the issue here? Shliach is a shliach. Exactly. The question of the shliach is not a problem with God, the second shliach. Whether shliach is a shliach depends upon whom?
The shliach.
The
status of the first shliach. How much is he
bimkom
about for the first
shliach? The status of the first shliach. How we interpret which phrase? To the extent that we view the first shliach as literally stepping in the shoes of the bailim, so he is now the bailim, the new uniform. Whatever the bailim can do, he can do. Or do we say no? The bailim is the bailim, the shliach is the shliach. It does not follow that whatever the Bailim can do, the Shliach can do. So in order to analyze the present Shliach as a Shliach, we really have to analyze the nation of Shlichus. And the central question here, the whole problem of Shlichus, is what is this Kibbutz? Now as you probably understand, if we think in these terms, what is one alternative?
Is it extension of him?
Maybe what?
The extension of him, so to speak.
I understand, but I'm saying part of the total landscape. One possibility is the Shliach Zeis Shliach, because he's now like the Bailey. Another possibility is the Shliach Eres Shliach is not quite like the Bailey. What's the third possibility?
This way or that way. This way or that way, depending on which shlichus he's
in. Exactly. But there may be different models of shlichus, different models of relationship between the shlich and the mishaleach. Some can and some cannot. And this depending not upon extraneous factors, what did the mishaleach write into the shtar minui. But fundamentally, in terms of the persona of the shliach, to what extent does he step in the Mishaleach's shoes? This is not my discovery. It's the discovery of the Rivosh. The famous shoe of the Rivosh in Resh Chof Ches. The gist of the Resh report for us is in this Likut Rishenim, the question the Rosh was asked, someone's a dying. Can you put the Shliach in his place? Wants to take a vacation, wants to go play golf. Put the Shliach in his place. They must be Shliach Seiko Avdinen, but how we today can do. Can any individual die and do that? So of course you understand the answer is what?
No.
Of course you can. An aid can't appoint a shliach, and a dying can't appoint a shliach. You have been selected for a certain role, and that role, this is it says in some of the phone cards, non-transferable. They want you and only you. That's the point of the parsha that Shadi was asked. This is in this. Amud Resh Tetvav. The way the Rivash attacks this, he asks a question which doesn't appear in the Gemara. It doesn't appear in other Rishonim. certain areas, shnech le'elok, that's the foolish thing about shnech as a shliach. That's what I put test. Shnech le'kabbalah, for reasons which you will figure out on your own, and if Shem says, yen shnech as a shliach. But he asked the general, what about what do I call it? Make a memke, other place which is never mentioned in the Gemara. Shnech as a shliach or not. Is the core position one of Kermesai, and that they could all appoint, unless they've been specifically excluded in one way or the other. Or you say the contrary, they can't appoint unless they've been specifically entitled. Tshuva. Gresh v'chol ato akura shriach ose shliach. Af agav de lo pirish lo abal dovo, babidi de lakik peide. Ule av a mili. Not a mili. וכיוון דית לנוחי בגרשין, כדי נפקו לפרש מקדש, ושלחה, בעולם אשר איזה שליח, וכן הם אמרים במילה הכיני, ושלפים בגרשין. אי, הרי להם יפים בגרשין, ואף אגב, חיבין על המלך ועוד וקיש בגרשין, פחין על מר גרשין יש למעל כוח. לא עוד אלו דבר עם שליחס, עם קדוש מפים גרשין, זאת אומרת, in that suit of Bimal further on, not a Shir as a Shir, but Jerush Lichus. So he said, no, you can't compare. Maybe in Gershin, there's more power that has the Baal, because he's done by Kochus, he can appoint a Shliach. He has the keys to the kingdom. And Kedushin not. So you can't just say, whatever you do, Gershin is Kedushin. Similarly, some of the Gemara with the Truma from Gershin, also the Gemara rejected it. They said, oh, wait a minute. That was when we were asking ourselves, in general, what is the range of shlichus? Where was the halacha shlichus said? So then we say you can't jump from shlichus from Gerush to Kedushin to Trume, because each one has its own qualifications. I need a male if you catch the Kubei Atam, if you shall have Satori the Shliach, or Batal the Itlan, the Chodah Kudu Shlichus of Kubei, so שפר ילפין מגרשן ששליח עושה שליח ולא פחינן זה גילו מיות הבעלמו so we don't ask that this is different but this is simply a revelation the Torah has revealed to you what the shliach is all about what commandments the shliach and when the minute you heard the gerishin shliach is a shliach you understand the shliach is the driver he's in charge if he's in charge the gerishin is in charge all over Nachatkile, before we knew about Shlichus elsewhere, we better thought it's the Gerushin Aloch. Once we learned that Shlichus in general exists, there is no multi-modeled Shlichus. That's the first model. Oh, yes, Shlomo, now listen carefully. B'derach acheret. Adachi alfiden, b'chilte, shlichos shlom kemoto, b'chiti b'pesach, ושחטו אותו כל קהל הדת ישראל כמותו ממש ילפינם. Here? כמותו ממש ילפינם. שנקרא שליח בשם כל הקהל. ואם כן, השליח כבעלים לגמרי. ובגירושין דלא קורא השליח בשם הבעל, אלא שליבה כתוב משילח שבח וגשת השליח, It's a ribuya chin de lomar shev as a shliach. He says very simply. Father said, Shachnu kol kanat Yisrael. So we ask Asa, kol kanat Yisrael, don't squeeze with the Azara, how does the Azara be? No, means the shliach. So who does the shkita? The shliach. What is the Father say, who does the shkita? Kol kanat Yisrael. So the identity of the Mishaleach is fastened onto the shliach. And when the Shliach does it, physically the Shliach is what is doing it. But conceptually and legally, he said, Besser, this is the Mishaleach. But he says, no, let's look. That could work called Besser. Imagine someone is divorcing his wife. His wife wants to divorce her. So he can't do it himself, he points to Shliach. The Shliach is on a honeymoon, loves his wife. Can we take shlichus of what the Mishalech wanted to do and say now the Shliach is doing it? Shliya can't divorce his wife with an honeymoon. He can't divorce the Mishalech's wife because she's not his wife. In Kom Pesach, one person can compare to somebody else. In Gersh, it's impossible. And so the Pesach doesn't, by Kom Pesach, it says, if she returned to Kodat Israel, the whole aid is shechting through this shechet. When it comes to Gersh, that's the Baal of Mishaleach through the Shliach Mishaleach for the Baal. It says there is a certain role called Shliach. And you can call it someone from the bullpen to be Mishaleach for you. But that doesn't mean that you and he are the same thing. Roy Shavuot Acharet. That depends who the first shliach is. So if you call him Pesach model shliach, it's a shliach. If it's a Gersh model shliach, it's a shliach. But wait a minute. This is what he says to explain why you need a separate pasuk for getting for shliach is a shliach and get. You know a special pasuk in Kom Pesach. But once you have the pasuk, does that level the playing field? Once there's a pasuk Gershin Shliach Eishes Shliach, does that upgrade the Shliach of Gershin? He's not the current the Shliach Kom Pesach. Or do we say no? Each one retains his own identity. The breadth and scope of Shliches, which the Kom Pesach Shliach has, and the limited Shliches, which the Gershin Shliach has. But in addition, the Gershin Shliach also is given an additional privilege to make a Shliach. So here he begins to have some influence. Rashi lo itzich l'ribuyi b'gerush shirashi dos shliach shlishi rabbi shadin kein. What is the discussion? Can the shliach sheni be the shliach shlishi? So understand yourself. If the additional pasuk gerush has upgraded the shliach gerush like the shliach of Kom Pesach. Shliach Kom Pesach, only the first Kom Shliach and the tenth Kom Shliach too. All of them, the Gwaras all the chains. So Mele and Gershon also, provided that in Gershon we understand that it's not some extraneous privilege that he's been given that he can also appoint a Shliach, but that this derives from the character of his Shliach. So now he says, now that we tell us that that's the positive chance for us, after we have the pasuk, Roitzin Rebuim Gerush Asher Asher Zichar Shliach Shlishi. Rabbi Shadin Keki Perkor Pesach. Bishin Dechivan Shlichor Shadav Kvoto Legamrei. Ki Denav Kilo Mi Pesach. Hagam Ashliach Asheni Yekom Ashliach Ishon Legamrei. Vyuchal Malot Gav Shliach Shlishi. Vechein Lo Olam. Vidgol Ikro Begerush Asher Asher Shliach. Gam Ashliach Asheni Asher Shliach Shlishi Vigerush Asher Kvoto Pesach. ולא פרחינן מלכות שגובה עשה את השליח או שיש לו מחשובת. תגיד למיר תבלנו, simply revelation, a definition of what שליח is all about. וכיוון נופיקלון מפסע בגיר ששליחו וחלטו הכולה, יתלות שיהיו כבודו לגמרי, והשליח ראשון עושה שיר שני ושני שלישי, וכיוון לא עמיד לה כקפיין. So the Rosh puts the problem on the table, and the solution is clear. He entertains the possibility that there are multi-model shlichas, compensa shlichas, and gerush shlichas, but backs away from it. He says, no, once we take the superimposed gerush and the Pesach, so we in fact tell us that the gerush is the same as Pesach. But in the Gemara, that was not the Lopashu. The Gemara never asked about Korban Pesach, but the second Shliach, the third Shliach, the 25th second Shliach. In Yerush, the Gemara had a problem. The whole sugi, which talks about Pesach and Beis, can the Shliach shame the Shliach Shlish? So apparently at that point, the Gemara did have some doubts about what, after the post Yerush, and how far we've gone. This is critical to the state of Shliach in general, with the implications of Shliach as a Shliach. The bottom line of the question you read, as you heard, that we adopt the bottle called Pesach, put it elsewhere as well. However, this need not be the final word, and there may be at least one other area, maybe more than one, within which the argument is correct. Namely, that there is a shlichus, which is not shliach, it's a shliach, and which is more living. And we shared this discussion of shliach, it's a shliach, with regard to Gershin. Shliach le'eloch is a foolish in the Gemara, shliach Kabbalah is a problem. With regard to Kedushin, Mordechai Kedushin talks about it, beginning of the second part. And with regard to Kedushin also, La Kabbalah Lo'eloch. That's about it. But let's come and ask ourselves, what the Rav Shlich is from the trio, Kedushin, Gerushin, and Ketel Turim. What about Shliach Es, Shliach in Trum? The Gemara doesn't talk about it. Dominant, prominent Rishayim don't talk about it. The Sefer Kedushin, Koshit Lereda Lemi, he talks about it. And Shlomo Zalman talks about it. Shliach in Trum. Given the line of reasoning that we absorb from the Yivosh, you understand very well what the problem is going to be. The problem will be, what is the nature of the Shlichus of Truva? Assume that you need Shlichus. So before we get back to the Truva, we'll deal with that next time, we'll start with that. But anyway, it's important that basically it should be clear. There are different levels that we want to deal with all the nuances, but the basic principle is clear. We got the Truma, so the face of it, it's perfectly clear that you need Shlichus. You want to derive Shlichus from Truma. What is the Pasuk, Ma'atav, Adayt, Shukach, Adaytchem? It seems to be very clear. Nonetheless, I mentioned to you the Tzu later on of Samach Vav seems to be a chesed shem with regard to this. Some assume that Pasha needs shlichus. Rabban seems to say that no. Rabban elsewhere in the base of a base institution said explicitly we need shlichus, Tumah. The Gemara in Bavitzir of Chabez of Adalev, depending on the Yilse, also says in Yishlus and Truma. And the Magdush didn't say in Yishlus and Truma. And yet, they said, we have that Ramban, and it's something that Ramban itself will also have to deal with. We'll stop here. Mishnah next week, she was back at the regular time. Now we've got to finish up with the Truma. The Rambam that I just mentioned in Per Gimel, Tadalachates. It's in Yerushalmi, which relates to the Rechim of Resh Lakish, and the beginning of the third parak of Kedushin, by Bittul. Yerushalmi is in Trumestan, this Mishnah they talk about today. It's one of the questions which needs to be discussed in this connection. And this is why would you need shlichus? So here the question of Atem, first Mishnah in Truma says that Hamishli Yitrumu, and one of them is term Shenishalay. Shalom is a suffix. Ein Shalom means it has to belong to you. It can't belong to someone else. Keep the Bavish Truma from Hefkin. It's early in the first Prague in Trumas. That will want us to finish up for us. We have this Prague. In the next parak, so we dealt with the area of Shema. We dealt, I remind you, with the problem of Shemus, is Shemus or not. But we'll look again at the Motka quotes here the name of the Yael, yes, Father. But you need Shemus to get all together. That I want to see. You see, the bulk is in the Mordechai, but there's some which I have over here. Simon Tov Kuflam Mites. This is not the standard of yours of Aptovitz. This is why we put it later on, of Sri Dublitsky. It's why it's Amut Kuf Gimel, why it was put out Tov Shim Mites in Beba. I will touch upon that. Shouldn't take too long, and just give some thought as to what this was like. Some of the Shema, I remind you, we're looking at the Gemara Pesachet of some kind of Beis, and the taste of them already seen, deal with some of the Shema Mila, etc. But also look, have a chance. The Gemara Gittin later on, from Hay, it's possible that Ibud, Kohen Shmak Siva, doesn't. The taste is at the bottom. The last taste is a couple of lines of Stamud Shmah. The Chaim has a script about that as well. Then we'll move on to Yitz Hashem. Yeah, but then we'll see the philosophy. It means back then we'll see the Chesime about Bukhavi Teche, the states over here. We want to get too much involved, the question we can get gets lost, that's later on, we'll get later. But the basic theme of Tesis is what you need from Bukhavi Teche, and as we remember, it's part of the question of Seamus from the Tesis, part of the question of the day, partly a question of Ksavi Chodiskayim. And Shneis Mishnei. We should be able to get down beyond that. Amar Akur Pesti Bikune. That's another halacha. Chadrei Chodrei Chaget. where a get does not qualify for girushin, but it's enough to pass it someone for the kuna. So the guys in the Rabbanon will deal with that, but that'll feel it'll be next time.